From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. It's snow shoveling time in New York City, New England, clear down to North Carolina. Thousands of airline, train, and bus passengers are stranded. One of them, Cheryl Fisher at LaGuardia Airport, says she feels pretty lucky.
I came to see my son for Christmas, and if I'd have been 2 hours earlier, I'd already be on a flight to Chicago. So as it is now, at least I have a place to go back to.
Here's forecaster Mike Eckert of the National Weather Service.
We still have quite a bit of heavy snow across New Jersey, eastern Pennsylvania, up through much of New England and into Maine. Heavy snows remain around the New York City, Newark area, where Newark is top 20 inches for the snow totals so far.
Eckert says visibility is low, blizzard conditions still extending as far as southwestern New England. Outside of areas affected by heavy storms, post-holiday shopping has been strong so far. NPR's Netta Ulubi reports people have been taking advantage of deals and returning gifts.
There's no cute name for the shopping day right after Christmas. Not yet, anyway, no moniker like Black Friday or Cyber Monday. But the day after Christmas last year was the season's second best for retailers in terms of revenue. This year, shops across the country stayed open late on Sunday in hopes of luring visitors, even though the weather kept many East Coasters at home and closed stores and malls in Virginia, Delaware, and North Carolina. Overall, shopping figures were strong this season, with some analysts suggesting it was the best for retailers since 2007. Online shopping alone went up by more than 15%, according to a report from MasterCard. In Britain, online shoppers set new records for Christmas Day retail, driven in part by a rise in taxes there going into effect next year. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.
Authorities in Iraq say bombers have attacked a government compound in the town of Ramadi. More than a dozen people have been killed, more than 40 injured, including many policemen. The BBC's Sebastian Unger tells us what's known so far.
The police in Ramadi say the first attack involved a minibus packed with explosives near the main government compound in the city. They say another suicide bomber then struck as people gathered to see what had happened. Consecutive suicide attacks have been a hallmark of al-Qaeda-inspired militants in Iraq. Ramadi used to be one of their strongholds, but a fight back by anti-insurgent militias has seen their threat diminish, though they still periodically carry out devastating attacks. The government compound in Ramadi has already been targeted twice by suicide bombers this year.
And that's the BBC's Sebastian Usher. Suspected U.S. missile strikes in Pakistan leave at least a dozen alleged militants dead today. Officials say the attacks in the tribal region of North Waziristan are part of a more intense U.S. campaign to make it impossible for Taliban and al-Qaeda fighters to find refuge outside of Afghanistan. This is NPR News. The White House says not to expect a big cabinet shakeup in the new year. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, the only new addition in January is expected to be a new economic advisor.
Robert Gibbs told CNN's State of the Union show on Sunday that President Obama had a talented team in his cabinet, so there wouldn't be a major reshuffle. He said the only switch to expect in the early days of 2011 is the naming of a new top economic advisor. Lawrence Summers, the chairman of the president's National Economic Council, announced months ago that he expected to leave the administration. He's a former Treasury Secretary and president of Harvard, and was a key player in the administration's decision to enact the $814 billion economic stimulus package. Gibbs would not talk about who the president planned to appoint. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Republican Joe Miller says he will not keep Senator Lisa Murkowski from taking office again from Alaska. Miller's decision follows a state Supreme Court ruling upholding results of the election that shows Murkowski leading Miller by thousands of votes. Miller, there's a deadline of this morning to plead the case with U.S. District Judge Ralph Beistlein. U.S. stock trading starts this week with the major indices at their highest level since the summer of 2008. Light trading on Thursday ended a little higher on reports of higher consumer spending and some improvements in the job market. Asian stocks are up today despite China's weekend move to raise interest rates to control inflation. And oil prices have been hovering above $91 per barrel in Asia today. Demand has been fairly high worldwide, oil-producing countries showing little interest in boosting output. This is NPR News.
Support for